The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What is happening, Chicago Bears fans? Welcome to another quick edition of T-Formation Conversation. I'm Lester A. Wiltfong Jr., your host. And let's get into it. It's New Year's. I want to wish everyone a happy New Year. Thanks to all you Bears fans for sticking with us, for subscribing. The podcast channel has been popping this entire year, just setting record numbers all season long. I want to thank you guys for sticking with us all through the season, even though the Bears, they're doing Bears things. They're not doing the best. But I want to tell you guys how much I appreciate everyone sticking with us. Listen to all of our fantastic shows. Robert Schmitz's Bear With Me, post-game show, Bear and Balance, my other show that I of course co-host with Jeff Berkus. Jeff Berkus's other show, Bears Over Beers, which I was a guest on this last week. So tune in for our pizza draft on that. Plus, I drank a pretty potent beer, and I'm not a big drinker. So by the end of the show, I was a little buzzed. So tune in for that. And then of course we have Bill Zimmerman's Bears Banter, that's there as well. So the full slate, listen to all our shows. And then, of course, we got a few pop-up shows every now and again from the SB Nation National guys, occasional Rule of Three, and some other special guest things we have running on there as well once in a while. So just subscribe to the channel. You never miss a thing. So let's get into it. Bears, Giants, Sunday at Soldier Field, the last home game of this season. And, of course, we're not going to get to see Justin Fields. He's not been ruled out. He is officially questionable. But Matt Nagy already said that Andy Dalton's getting the start. Nick Foles is going to be the number two. And come on, how often do teams in the National Football League dress three quarterbacks? It just doesn't happen. You have a limited roster size. Having a third quarterback active makes no sense. I don't know. Maybe something miraculous happens when they have the walkthrough on Saturday, and then of course when they do the pregame stuff on Sunday. Maybe something miraculous happens. Justin Fields' ankle is just good to go, and they decide to dress him, sit Foles or even sit Dalton, but I doubt it. It's going to be Dalton, it's going to be Foles, and then no Justin Fields. But honestly, I'm okay with it. I mean, if his ankle's not ready, if he can't move like he wants to move, he's a rookie. We've already seen a good sample size of him as a rookie this year. I have seen enough flashes to know that the ceiling is pretty high for this guy. If he's not ready to play, sit him. But with that being said, if he practices next week, he practices in full, no limitations, the ankle's a little bit better, play him. Week 18 against the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. They may have some playoff ramifications going on there with the Vikings, so that'll be a nice, fun game. The Bears could play spoiler, possibly. Let Justin Fields go out with a bang. If he's ready to go, let him play. Let's get to the rest of the Bears' injury report. Like I said, Justin Fields, listen, is questionable with an ankle injury. Also questionable for the Bears. Duke Shelley, heel. Jason Peters also has an ankle. Eddie Goldman, finger. Akeem Hicks, questionable. He practiced on Friday. Limited basis. He had just come off the COVID list. So they listed him as questionable with a COVID ramp up. So who knows how much being sick affected him. We heard Allen Robinson drop 10 pounds when he got sick from COVID. So he's not on the report, by the way. So he should be good to go and be playing on Sunday. But who knows what it took out of these guys. I'm guessing Hicks will play. He's always been a guy that if he can go, he can go. I hope Hicks out there. It'll be his last game in Chicago. I think it's important for him, for the fans, for the franchise, for Hicks to go out there, go out on his terms here and really give the fans something to cheer for, because he has been a fan favorite since the first day he put on the Navy and Orange. I want to see Hicks out there. Let him play. Also, one more guy in the injury report, J.P. Holtz, tight end. He's doubtful. They list it as a personal reason, so there hasn't really been nothing else said about that. He's a reserve tight end. A little bit of fullback stuff here, so I'm guessing he's not going to play. Doubtful in this day and age usually is a pretty good indicator you're not going to play. Real quick about Jason Peters. It's questionable. He practiced in full on Friday. Does this mean that they're going to go back to Jason Peters, the veteran, who came in, again, we talked about it all year. He came in off of a fishing boat. No intention on playing this year. Saved the Bears' offensive line by coming in. So is he going to get his job back? If this were a different type of a season, a different type of dichotomy with this franchise right now, I say yes, give him his job back. But we're talking about a franchise that is clearly going to be doing a new coach next year. We're talking about a franchise that understands that there may be a small rebuild approaching next year. Let Tevin Jenkins play. He came out of the last game with a shoulder injury. He ended up playing still on special teams in that game. So whatever the injury was, it wasn't severe enough to where he couldn't play at all. He was out there. He was not on the report this whole week. He was practicing full the whole week. Tevin Jenkins is fine. Let the kid play left tackle. Speaking of rookie tackles, let Larry Bourne play on the right side. I understand Juan Castillo, O-line coach, last week said they didn't want to put Borum back out there as a starter after coming off COVID. Again, who knows what the sickness did to him. Maybe he had his strength sapped a little bit. He ended up being forced into action anyway. He played all the game mostly at left tackle. But if Borum's fine, and all indications are he is, put Jermaine Ifedi's ass on the bench. He's not going to be here next year, possibly. I want to see the rookies. I want to see Jenkins. I want to see Borum. Play as many kids as possible. That's what Bears fans want to see. I think that's what the franchise deserves, because there's going to be changes made, whether it's both Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace. Someone has to make the call. Hey, play the kids. That's what we're playing for. Jumping over to the Giants, they got a pretty big injury report here for the Giants. They got three wideouts ruled out. John Ross, Colin Johnson, Kadarius Toney, the rookie. They're all ruled out. They have a doubtful guy, Billy Price, offensive lineman. And then they got four questionable players. Cornerback Adoree Jackson with a quad. He's also on a COVID ramp-up program. Austin Johnson, D lineman with a foot. Nate Solder, tackle, COVID ramp-up. Tight end, hip questionable, is Chris Mayarik. So they got some injuries. They got some guys there they may not play. But I think the big key for the Giants is the quarterback spot. And I know Bears fans, we're excited to see the possibility of Andy Dalton versus Mike Glennon. Of course, the Giants are being coy with it. They may play Jake Fromm a little bit too, so who knows? I don't think the Bears really care whether it's Glennon or Fromm. Neither one's very good at this point in their careers. Glennon, of course, has been the same guy his whole career. Fromm looked horrible last week in his first action, so whichever guy they play, it shouldn't matter. Robert Quinn should be able to pick up the Bears sack record. He's one sack away from being the all-time single-season record holder in Bears history. I'm rooting for that. David Montgomery has a chance to finish strong here in this season. Darnell Mooney, he's chasing 1,000 yards receiving. So there are some individual accomplishments as Bears fans we can still watch the game and get excited for. So I'll be watching. You'll be watching. We'll all be watching. So, guys, have a happy new year. And bear down, my friends.